Good day, and welcome to the Peninsula Energy Investor Conference Call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, please press star one again. For operator assistance throughout the call, please press star zero. And finally, I would like to advise all participants this call is being recorded. Thank you. I'd now like to welcome Wayne Heili, Peninsula Energy Managing Director, to begin the conference. Wayne, over to you.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for taking the time to join this call. This morning we announced we have raised $60 million Australian, and this funding was widely anticipated by the markets and obviously important to advance the company's near-term production agenda. In and of itself, the funding is key to unlocking value for the benefit of all shareholders as we move ahead. We now have the funding to allow complete construction of the expanded Lance process plant, to see Peninsula become a fully independent producer of dry yellowcake, and to commence the development of the Mine Unit 3 production wells and facilities. $50 million was raised through a placement with global institutional and sophisticated investors. The company has sought to introduce high-quality and well-known institutional investors into the uranium space, and we're delighted to receive such significant support from many existing, new, and institutional and sophisticated investors. We've also announced a share purchase plan so that current shareholders will have the opportunity to take up shares under the same terms as the placement investors. This will be your opportunity to support the company as it advances the agenda of becoming a significant U.S. domestic uranium producer. The SPP will raise up to a further $10 million. We're also offering entering and existing shareholders an opportunity to acquire a short-dated attaching option. The options were designed to be at the money in relationship to the theoretical ex-placement price, to facilitate the best prospect of delivering the company up to $40 million of additional funds. That's $33 million placement option from placement options and about $6.5 million from the SPP options. The potential overall $100 million equity funding will support additional wellfield development, restart activities, and provide a healthy cash buffer for the company. The options are unlisted and attached to the new shares issued under the offer. That is, the options cannot be sold separately. With such interest in our company from the equity markets, and in light of the rising interest rate market globally, the board felt the placement provided a better outcome for shareholders than taking on a very large level of debt. Having said that, the company is still pursuing further funding from other sources, including term debt, offtake prepayment, working capital facilities, and potential proceeds from the exercise of options to facilitate the ramp-up of the Lance projects and to accelerate development programs for the Barber area, as well as the newly established high-grade Dagger project. Peninsula has received strong demand and appetite from various debt financiers, including international and government lenders, which is encouraging as these are continuing to be progressed. The remaining funding from debt and other sources is expected to be realized in the second half of 2024. As most of you know, Lance is one of the largest U.S. uranium projects, with a JORC resource of 53.8 million pounds U-308. On restart, Lance will be well-positioned to become the largest independent domestic production center of dry yellowcake in the United States, making it a strategically important domestic asset. The company always intended to build the expanded processing plant that we're funding now, and recent developments have brought the plant construction forward in time. On completion of plant construction, and achievement of commercial production, the company will be very well positioned to continue expanding the vast uranium resource available to it and to unlock Peninsula's potential to be a significant producer of yellow cake in the United States. As we journey in this direction, we will provide regular construction and exploration updates. Our current utility customers are also very supportive of the Lance project and have agreed to align deliveries for the near term with the forecasted Lance production schedule. We have built strong and long-lasting relationships with Tier 1 utilities over the past 8 years, with contracted sales representing about one-third of the forecast production from the Ross and Kendrick production areas. Our contracts contain a mix of both base-escalated and market-linked pricing. Peninsula retains full flexibility to maximize value from the sale of our remaining two-thirds of the forecast production from Ross and the Kendrick areas, and any future production from Barber and Dagger. A vast majority of uranium sales are conducted with end-user customers. Hence, Peninsula's strong relationship with Tier 1 utilities is highly valuable to the company and to its investors. We are now certainly well-positioned to capitalize on the increasing tight uranium market, which has continued to forecast growth in demand and see rising uranium prices. Both the recent termination, post the recent termination of the toll milling contract and the acceleration of the process plant construction, the company has traded at historically low values and valuation levels compared to its peers across Australia and the North American markets. We believe the equity raise and the milestones ahead will increase fundamental value in the company and eventually provide a significant re-rate in terms of valuation in a rising uranium price environment. We're confident that this transformative raise will be approved by shareholders. This is an important event for Peninsula. We want to ensure that the current shareholders are able to participate through an SPP on the same terms as the placement. The demand and interest in the uranium sector is very strong, and taking on this capital through a large number of highly reputable domestic and international institutions who are aligned with our strategy allows us to now fully focus on developing and progressing Lance towards a near-term production restart. To recap, and before I open up the line for questions, there are several key advantages this placement and SPP bring to the company and to our shareholders. First, Peninsula is now funded to complete construction of the processing plant expansion, to commence the development of the Mine Unit 3 production area wells and infrastructure, and to achieve commercial production restart by late 2024 to become a key near-term supplier of yellow cake. Second, we're welcoming several highly reputable, supportive, and aligned institutions to the shareholder registration. Third, we can now focus completely on the construction activities, production restart, and commissioning ramp-up at Lance. Minimum debt will be taken, on which provides funding flexibility moving forward, if required. In terms of the mechanics of the placement and the SPP, the information will be all coming to you very shortly. We will hold an EGM currently scheduled for the 10th of January, 2024, so you can expect the notice of meeting shortly. Issues of shares for the $50 million placement is 11th of January, 2024, and following that, we expect to allot the SPP shares and commence trading on the new SVP shares on 1st of February, 2024. We thank you again for your support of Peninsula as a shareholder. We have a world-class asset. We're a near-term producer. We have multiple avenues of growth with Barber and Dagger, and there are very favorable market dynamics for uranium. Now, Let's open it up to questions from the conference line.
At this time, I would like to remind everyone, in order to ask a question, please press star then the number one on your telephone keypad. That is star one if you wish to ask a question. We'll pause for just a moment to compile the Q&A roster. And your first question comes in line of Mark Buffer of Mark Buffer & Associates. Your line is open.
Thank you very much. Wayne, I have been a long-term shareholder of Peninsula, and you would agree that that's taken a bit of stamina and patience. I'm just wondering if you believe, and I agree with you, if you believe that there's going to be a sharp re-rating of the stock in the near term, why did this deal have to be done at such a sharp discount to the prevailing share price?
Thank you, Mark. Sometimes when you go into the market looking for funding certainty, you find out exactly what the market is willing to do. The discount is sharp. I appreciate that. But it allows us to get the funding we require to have the comfort that we can complete the plant construction and wellfield construction to support the start of production in 2024. Anything short of that would have left us with large questions from shareholders. You know, how much more money will we raise? You know, we feel comfortable that with this equity raise and the prospect of raising money through debt facilities and other mechanisms, that we can now move forward without significant consideration of future equity raises. So it was an imperative for us as a company to raise at least this amount to move forward in 2024 with confidence that we can achieve our corporate objectives.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate your long-term shareholdings.
As a reminder, please press star followed by the number one on your telephone keypad if you wish to ask a question. That is star one if you wish to ask a question. Once again, that is star one if you wish to ask a question. As there are no further questions at this time, I'd like to hand back.
Thank you all for joining the call today. I appreciate your ongoing support of Peninsula Energy. I look forward to the coming days as we progress the project towards completion of the expansion of a plant construction and the restart of uranium production at Lance in a very strong uranium market. Peninsula Energy is a near-term producer. We're expecting to achieve that goal at the end of 2024. We have a lot to look forward to, and I appreciate your long-term support. Thank you.
That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may now all disconnect.